Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, last week in our study of 1 John, we finished chapter 2. Let's start the week out now with 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We'll be in 1 John chapter 3, starting this chapter. What a great chapter this is, but those three verses, I really love those verses because they look what God has done for us and what's ahead for us. Now, I tell you what, these are some great verses. Of course, all the Bible is great. All of it is great, but sometimes there's a part that may speak to one person's heart more than another. And this is one of those parts that we should just all be able to glory in and praise God for what he does. Praise the Lord day and night. And we have good reason to if you are in Jesus Christ. So I hope that you'll have pencil and paper ready and a good King James Bible as we get into the study today. Well, if you have your Bibles now, we're in 1 John chapter 3 and verses 1 through 3. Now, we're going to be several days here, but before we really go into it and breaking it down throughout the verse, I just want to read the entire passage to you, and then we'll just get started from there. He says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Boy, what great words are those. That is tremendous, and I just love that passage. Now, let me start out by saying this. I am blessed, not because of who I am, rather because of who God is. I am blessed, not because I am the pastor of Central Baptist Church, and that is a blessing, and I've been there now for 31 years, but nonetheless, as the senior pastor, should I say, but nonetheless, even at that, I am blessed not because I've had that great and wonderful relationship with some the greatest people God could have created and placed on this earth. I am blessed not because I have this radio ministry that's able to reach around the world and we hear souls saved, we hear people getting their lives right with God. We've heard of people, how it has edified them and built them up in the faith, and things that are God is using for this. I think that is tremendous. But that's not why I am blessed. I am blessed not for what I am. I am blessed for who God is. And by the way, who am I without him? You see, in myself, this is what I find. And as a matter of fact, if you want to find out a little bit more about me, you can look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, because I think the Lord wrote that for me. It says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Well, with all three of those things, not wise, not mighty, not noble. Boy, he knows that is me. I'm not any of those things. He says, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Now, he's starting to get close to me now when he says the foolish things of this world. And God hath chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things that are mighty. And oh, boy, I tell you what, sometimes I just got to say, Lord, help me. Help me. I can't do this. Help me. And I guess he's just waiting for me to tell him, I can't do it. I need his help. And he helped. And he really does it all. And so, sometimes he uses the weak things of this world to really confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and again, I fit that description, and things that are despised, and I know I fit that description, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things which are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Now we go in and talk with God on an equal level. Can't say, well, yeah, Lord, I see you did that, but guess what I did? Oh, no. You start that, you find out, no, God did it all the time. Do you realize that you can have the greatest talent as a speaker, in education, in knowledge? Oh, you could have perhaps some of the greatest that's ever been on the earth. But if God takes his hand off you, you fall flat on your face. I think of Solomon. No king as wise as he is. And yet, boy, look at how he messed up. You see, when he walked away from the hand of God and walked off in his own pride, oh, what a mess he made. So he says that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That's what Jesus Christ is for us. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Again, it's all of God. When you think you're doing it, be careful lest he remove his hand. Now, the thing I want you to see is really three things here. And I started out by saying, I am blessed. And so let me tell you why I am blessed. And by blessed, I might even say privileged. But I'm blessed or I'm privileged because God the Father is active in my life. Just think of that. The Almighty God, the creator of the universe, he that has named every star, stars that our telescopes have not seen, galaxies have not seen. He's named every star. He knows my thoughts afar off. Acts 15:18 says that he knows the end from the beginning. Just everything. There's nothing new to him. Nothing ever occurs to God. It's all, he's all knowing. He's all powerful. And yet, he takes time for me. The Father is active in my life. It says, the Father hath bestowed here in verse 1 of 1 John 3. And look, the Father hath bestowed. Oh, he has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. That is, those who have received him. For don't forget, John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And so, we find here that this is the love that he has bestowed. A church, a priest, a fundamental Bible preaching, tell it as it is, pastor. No matter. No one this side of heaven can bestow this special blessing on you to be called the sons of God. Only God, God the Father. Now, what I like about this is that when we read these three verses, don't forget It is actually attached to verse 29 of the previous chapter, chapter 2. If we know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. So, those that do righteous are born of him. Why? Because we think of how God has just left us an illustration in nature. We have in our own human family what is called heredity. When we are born from above, we inherit immediately a new nature that is of he who is altogether holy. Therefore, a war begins within us between that old nature that's still there until we get to heaven and this new nature. You still have things of the flesh that seek to dominate in your life. So he says, behold. That means, take a very special notation of this. Pay attention to it. Behold. This is important. Behold. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, I hope none of us, and I hope not one of you who are saved, and you're under the sound of my voice right now, I pray that that never just becomes a stated fact only. I hope it never gets to the point where you can say that, read that, without it stirring your heart and just really rejoicing the inner man and doing a special work in you. And if it is, if we can just say that as a stated fact, my friend, our love has grown cold. And we are only cold Christians. Now, the word love is from the Greek word agape, which speaks of God's great love for sinners. We think of 1 John chapter 4. And verse 19, now we're not there yet, but when we get there, we're going to read, we love him because he first loved us. Now, we love him because we realize he's God, he's creator, he sent his son to die for us, to pay the penalty for our sins, that keeps us from hell because he paid the penalty, and we receive his payment for our sin and stand in him before God. Oh, this is a good reason to love him, but understand, we love him because he first loved us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for